ours to protect. Brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Comisiún na mBan with the television licence fee.
Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
Hello, I'm Luke Delaney. Climate change is causing some serious changes in our oceans. Temperatures are increasing, sea levels are rising, and our oceans are becoming more acidic as they absorb CO2 from the atmosphere. UN climate change say that the ocean has long taken the brunt of the impacts of human-made global warming. Today, the ocean has absorbed about 90% of the heat generated by rising emissions. The changes to our seas are causing a lasting impact on marine biodiversity. The 680 million people living in low-lying coastal areas, nearly 2 billion people who live in some of the world's largest coastal cities, and almost half the world's population that depends on fish for food. Flossie and the Beach Cleaners is a registered marine environmental charity and an ever-growing group of marine enthusiasts. Founders of the charity, Harriet Donnelly and her daughter Flossie, told us about Irish marine life, the work that they do, and how far Ireland and the world is from destroying our oceans for good.
Take me back to the very start of your journey, cleaning beaches. Where did it come from?
Well, it started when Flossie was 9, and in fact she's better to tell that part of the story, but it ended up with me starting the charity Flossie and the Beach Cleaners due to how much overwhelming and lovely public support we got for Flossie's beach cleaning initiative. So we decided to start a charity with a view to little kids learning from big kids. So we do all workshops around the whole country. We primarily go to DESH schools if we can, just to help with education. And we like to bring TYs with us so that the little kids, as Flossie's viewers, little kids learn from big kids. So we include TYs in our workshops so that they then help teach the little kids as well, as it were.
And Harriet, you mentioned education there a moment ago. How vital is it that we continue to educate and enhance our own education system so that people actually realise how important and how difficult these problems are to address?
Well, not wanting to make it cheesy, but in the words of Whitney Houston, it is the children's future. And the thing is, children, like, they suck it up. They take it in straight away. I think Flossie was absolutely right. When she was younger, she realised that whenever she was speaking about the plastic pollution and climate change itself, that, you know, a lot of people, because it is a really horrible, scary, depressing, negative subject, they bury their head in the sand and hope it'll go away. Or, you know, they hope someone else is going to do it for them. And it seems children are, as always, the best kind of target, because they learn it as they're growing up and it becomes the norm to help save the planet. Cleaning the beach, people think, is like, is it really worth it? But actually, cleaning the beach, the planet's covered by over 70% of water. That means that we have so much plastic pollution literally killing our planet, and plastic pollution gives off so much toxic gases that it's cleaning the beach is huge, and it's a fun thing to do, and we love focusing on whatever we can to make it a fun, positive approach to saving the planet.
And Flossie, you know, from probably being in school and being educated recently, do you think that the mindset is maybe shifting?
In 2019, climate change and all, like, the environmental things became fashionable and everyone wanted to get involved with it. But then COVID happened and that took everyone's mindset and changed everything. And now it's just not spoken about as much anymore. And teenagers, it's kind of thought now as uncool to get involved with the climate or doing what you can to save the planet. So I'm sure we will shift back, because we have to. We'll find a way to solve this problem.
Just to add to that, we were doing a workshop yesterday and we picked up 8.6 kilos on Fountainstown Beach, which is, like, not very much in fairness to what we would definitely get off a Dublin beach. But I think, as someone pointed out to me recently, there are a lot of people, you know, everyone can get public transport to a Dublin beach or to Galway or to Cork that's living within the city. So therefore, it's easy, you know, for them to get there. Therefore, you have more pollution on the beach. Whereas you're going to a country beach, of course, there's less pollution, except for the Atlantic side pollution.
And in terms of buy-in from people to what you are doing, do you get a lot of people who want to get involved and help you guys with beach cleans? Or do you think that maybe the motivation isn't there from people?
No, we get loads. We get daily people who would like to join our volunteer group. So we have beach cleans every Saturday throughout the year in Dublin Bay. And then we have marine coordinators around the country that clean once a month in most counties.
And so many people are lost in this whole concept that it's too late and we've run out of time, when scientists are still telling us we have 7 years to turn this all around. The sea has always been quite murky in Ireland, which is why people don't realise how rich we are in marine life. We have so many seals and they also have dreadful eyesight even without the murky waters. But with baby seals especially, they don't always see big pieces of plastic which are thrown off super trawlers, and they can bump into them. Which is absolutely heartbreaking. But again, with this murky water, people don't know how incredible the Irish Sea is and just write it off as the cold waters of Ireland with nothing in it.
Guys, thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and the work you're doing is really phenomenal.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for having us.
The charity's work should be something to be proud of, but with our seas deteriorating, the world needs more people to buy in and help save our oceans before it becomes too late.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Dublin's Q102.
With the IBI and funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee.
Check out OursToProtect.ie for more info.